Adam, it's your first time.
It is.
How are you feeling?
This sounds like the beginning to a porn.
Adam,
it's your first time.
What do you think?
Do you do anal in your private life?
12.
Chapter 12.
The 12 inches.
Not 12 inches. Sadly. Alright.
That would be.
Yeah, it wouldn't. It wouldn't be fun for anyone. I think you'd probably pass out every time you got an erection.
All the blood goes there.
Right. You can't stand up fast.
All
right, is this all on tape?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, fuck. All right.
You're going to hell when you die.
Are we ready? Go ahead and start. All right. Chapter 12 of There's No One in the Bathroom, But Let's Murder Them Anyway by Don Cheney.
Yes.
Get out! Get out before I break your other hand, Dr. Burgess screamed, crushing Margaret's hand in the door handle. Charlie watched as Margaret started levitating above the room, holding a bong, and toking away madly, just like the punk ass she was. Who is that up there? Dr. Berger asked, pissed at the insolence. You don't get it, kids. And he started shooting pasta at Margaret from a cannoli cannon. I am the other campaign, Margaret said, and I'm not subject to your pious liberal/Rush Limbaugh agitprop. This is El Salvador serious, Charlie said. And some species of pie a la mode with plants and dogs, yuck. Fuck you, Dad, Margaret said, not quite high as a kite, but nearing the ceiling fan. You don't own me. The rivers were overwhelming, and the trash was overflowing. The continents were turning incontinent. Then, just when you'd think things couldn't get worse, things got worse. The cockroaches came out of the seams. Look at all these motherfucking cockroaches, Charlie said. An avalanche of silence poured metaphysical pasta sauce all over them, just in time, too. Because when a man is face-to-face with metaphysical ragu, and without the accompanying side order of salad a la mumble, his hands are mired in real-world croutons. He can buck and bronk, but it's useless chafing against the hide of life. It's good. The sun parachuting to Earth. You'd have to be a bigot bar none not to leave a trail of zoo animals on wheels and manta rays with on pogo sticks. Mr. Martinez, what? Their dad screamed. A surprise. It's Dad's old jackass boss from Polytechnic, Margaret said, reintroducing the despondent didact. Yeah, didact. I know that, Charlie said. It's the narrator who doesn't know what the fuck's going on. I haven't been in this narrative for 2 fucking weeks, and I'm trying to renew my Screen Actors Guild card, Mr. Martinez said, with all the reasoning clarity of an old and out-of-work acrobatist. It's okay. The narrative's been doing fuck all. Dr. Berger, I'm going to start that paragraph over. That's okay, the narrative's been doing fuck all. I can't do that. Dr. Berger, who was now at least lucid, if still naked, said, it's like Margaret pointing at his bald spot. Yeah, and the fucking writer gave me the bald spot, and I'm naked. Hey, that's no problem. I only dropped by to visit some SAG to get some SAG Screen Actors Guild points. I was trying to figure out what SAG would be. Screen Actors Guild points, Mr. Martinez said, putting his hands all over Dr. Verge's naked, greasy body. This is just extra. I've always been interested in what pure fat and sweat felt like. And I knew it. It would feel like pouring a jar of peanut butter over a walrus. Just with more of a crematorium than a creamy smell. Promise me you'll be afraid of Jeebus. Promise me. Promise me that you'll be afraid of Jeebus because he's gonna fuck you up. All right. Dr. Berger wasn't the only podiatrist dabbling in the occult. The grunion Oh, Grunion. I know what Grunion are. The Grunion are running soon, and I have to get my greasy ass to the bathroom, laboratory. Margaret wasn't prepared for all this shit, and she and her brother watched the slack-jawed silence. Mr. Martinez opened an umbrella and passed it to Dr. Berger, who opened the bathroom door with it. Hello, kids, he said, as if he had just met them. Their father was losing it big time. Wouldn't you kill for some lunch, kids? I wish I could do quotes on that. Wouldn't you? Yeah, that'd be bastard perfect. Charlie Mintz better than Elliot Mintz. Dr. Berger's reputation was parachuting into degradation. He adjusted his visor as a signal to Mr. Martinez that the bathroom, closed as it was to everyone, would be open to him if he wanted to bend it like Beckham. That's a new look for Dad, Charlie said, referencing the visor. As the two sorry siblings regrouped in the kitchen, he opened the refrigerator, hungry for lunch. I can't believe I had to see his man boobies, Margaret said, leaning over a bowl of tomato and torn up receipt soup. You know, if Dad could really make plants into animals, he'd be bastard famous, like Charo. Yeah, I guess, Charlie said. What's next on the menu? Confetti con carne? You can make yourself a sandwich. Margaret was afraid the CIA was bugging the lunch meat. You know, I'm really horny, Charlie responded gonad-mindedly. A kill cost the Cosa Nostra more than a murder. Why do you think they're always murdering motherfuckers? I never thought about it that way, Margaret said. She took her right hand with her left and made it slap Charlie. I'm really a CIA agent, Charlie. I'm the reason Mom is getting shit notarized. You shut your mouth, Charlie said to squash whatever microsecond of silence had eked out. Eked?
Yeah.
Eked. Eked in, not out. Eked in.
In.
Margaret looked in the refrigerator for something to shove into Charlie's mouth. She closed the door and lunged at Charlie with a chicken cheese tamale. Charlie, do you think Dad knows which way is up? Which way is what? Up! Oh, no, I don't, Charlie responded, searching for his head with his hands. I know I had my head here a minute ago, he said as his eyes turned up into his head. What? What did you just say? Margaret said. Margaret was all for tearing the refrigerator limb from limb. I said if he ever pulls his head out of his ass, his penis will miss the company. Charlie wasn't sugarcoating shit. He hides in the bathroom naked, and that's how he filters out anything real.
Oh, God.
The end of chapter 12.
Jeez. You couldn't go on from there. Thank you.
That was good.